With the intensification of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict over the past 20 months, Israeli authorities have clamped down on movement in the West Bank. The United Nations says these travel restrictions are paralyzing the Palestinian economy. The UN also says the Israeli army repeatedly has denied humanitarian workers access to needy Palestinian communities. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
A truck loaded with emergency food aid for Palestinian families sets out from a United Nations warehouse in Jerusalem. The driver, a man named Harif Haniswiki, first started delivering UN aid shipments to the West Bank last January. He says it's been the most dangerous job he's ever had.
I was with a convoy of trucks at the Israeli military checkpoint leading to Ramallah. The soldiers refused to let us drive through. When I tried to show my official papers, one of the soldiers began shooting, and a bullet hit my truck.
Haniswiki says he's been forced by Israeli troops to turn back to Jerusalem without delivering supplies four times in the past 4 months. Dan Simmons, the regional director of the Christian charity organization World Vision, says Israeli forces have used threats and intimidation to obstruct access to Palestinian communities in the West Bank.
The places we've been stopped at checkpoints are all Israeli. The guns that have been lowered on us have all been Israeli army guns, from tanks to automatic weapons. The places that we have been told that we're free to travel on and have been stopped have all been stopped by Israeli army. Every single incident of that sort has come from the Israeli army.
Since April's Israeli offensive in the West Bank, the army has tightened restrictions on Palestinian movement. Humanitarian workers say aid shipments to isolated communities are now more important than ever. On today's trip, the biggest obstacle to Haniswiki's UN delivery is an Israeli tank blocking the entrance to the village of Abud. UN workers show their documents, telling an Israeli army officer their truck is carrying food.
Milk, rice and sugar, flour.
The officer climbs aboard the truck and does a quick search, and then waves the UN convoy through.
Okay, you can go.
Yalla.
In Abud, a crowd of residents is waiting for the convoy. UN workers dump sacks of food off the truck onto the ground. Each eligible family receives sacks of flour, sugar, rice, and some condensed milk. But some of the people here and in the neighboring village of Rantis complain that this just isn't enough to feed their children. Many say they haven't had any income in months, since they're barred from traveling to jobs they once held either in the West Bank or in Israel. 22-year-old Murad Fawadli says Abud's 2,000 residents risk arrest or worse if they try to drive their cars outside the village.
I feel like I'm a prisoner. Yeah, I'm a prisoner because I can't go out of the village.
The UN's Michael Keating says the aid shipments and handouts are only a short-term solution to the West Bank's problems. The key is economic recovery, he says, and that depends on Israel.
The most useful thing Israel could do is ease closures and restrictions rather than pay for any repair. That would be a far more useful injection, a recovery measure than any cash, because Palestinians have an enormous capacity to recover if they have the opportunity to do so. It has a pretty vibrant private sector, but it's one that is unable to function at the moment.
A spokesman for the Israeli Defense Force denied that humanitarian organizations are refused access to Palestinian communities. The spokesman said aid workers' accounts of being threatened by Israeli troops are one-sided. He said Israeli soldiers have found explosives hidden in the ambulances of the Palestinian Red Crescent. As long as the Palestinians continue to support terrorism, he said, they have no one but themselves to blame for their current difficulties. Ivan Watson, NPR News.